Look at Giggs. Look, who's that?
Oh, my God.
Let me let go of that. Who is that guy that had, like, a lot of women wear, like, white, like,
wearing nines. Nines.
Oh, my God.
I know what he's doing.
Everything you hear on the pod is entertainment purposes only. If you take it in, that is your own. We're just here to have fun.
Yo, my people, welcome back to another episode on the ECP podcast. If you're new around here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, post that bell notification. As you can see, we've got another guest this week, Mr. Poles. How you doing, bro?
Yes, sir. Tell us about yourself, man.
Oh, first of all, obviously, I appreciate you guys for, you know, inviting me here. But obviously, it's Poles, you know, content creator on the come up. 2025, we're taking over.
Yeah. I just trying to be humble with it, bro. You're doing your thing, man. You're doing your thing. But how's everyone else doing?
Chilling still.
Thank God, man. You know. Thank God, always.
Yeah, man. Ready for another EP. Let's get this started, man.
I'm feeling good still. If you watched the last EP, you see that I lost the general knowledge quiz. So I'm here to get my get back today. So naturally, part two of the general knowledge. Let's get into it, man. Shit. Well, Poles, are you smart?
Huh?
Are you smart?
Smart as that can be, bro. Smart as that can
Don't
be.
Gas it, bro. Don't gas it, bro. Don't gas it. Don't gas it.
Thank you, bro.
But shit. I can't anywhere lose this one. We're cutting it out. Shit.
How many questions we did?
Yeah, that's calm.
Ooh. I'll give you mine after.
Is it working, yeah?
When you're ready,
man. Shit. Hey, shall we do a forfeit, though, for the loser?
We ain't got nine right now.
Let's put money on it. Put money where your mouth is, bro. Like,
nah, bro, because he didn't want to do that last time.
No, because last time I wasn't trying, bro. Don't violate on camera. Like, right, don't do all that.
When you're ready.
Okay. The first question is, what is the average height of males in the UK?
Considering what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, don't violate. Yo, this guy's cheeky.
Oh, that's all of you?
On a bad day, innit? Probably 5'10", innit?
Nah, man, he is. I agree, though.
That's it.
It's not
a slight.
I like you only 6 foot, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. I try to keep it humble.
Oh. No, I'm talking to him,
Yeah.
Yeah,
bro.
Oh, you're that's six. All of you, bro.
6 foot, that's it.
You're 6 foot?
Maybe you're 5'11".
Yeah, okay, Fez.
For me, I'm calm, my head.
I'm 5'10".
What?
Yeah, me and Camera v, can fact check.
Yeah, me and V are the
Come
same.
Come on, man. My nigga, you know what it is. Nah, stand right, cool. You know what it is. Wait, what was the question again?
Average height. Yeah.
We're going in 3, 2, 1.
5'9".
5'8".
How did you guys know that? 5'9 is the correct answer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi. 0 points, 1 point. Are you on?
Huh?
Okay. On. Are you on?
There's no way me and someone can cheat, fam.
That's 1 point. I'm making my comeback. Anyone put money on it right now?
No, bro, calm down.
Come on, man.
Question.
What's the countdown, Zay? What's the countdown?
Three.
Wait. Someone's writing.
You haven't put nothing. This guy's a joke, bro. This guy's a joke.
I feel like we're going to get it wrong.
Put Creed on.
No,
bro.
You're going to get it wrong. Man got this in the bag.
Okay, three.
Two.
Oh, my God.
Suffolk.
Croydon.
It's Enfield. Wrong,
Westminster.
Westminster. West, as in?
Like.
Westminster.
There's no way. Where's that? Who's from there?
Bro, no.
Central.
Who said who's?
I don't know who's from there.
Who just said Central C?
Him, bro.
Nah, I didn't say that. Still, cut that out of the pod. Hold on. Right, hold on.
Next question.
Who was the first Black British Formula One driver?
Hey.
Bro, what the fuck is this, bro?
Yo.
Spelling.
Wait, is he still driving now?
No, stop asking for clues, bro.
Oh, it's easy, bro.
It's easy, yeah.
Come on, bro. Okay.
Hold on. Let's pause. Show yours first.
Huh? Mine first.
It's easy, yeah.
Correct. Yeah, Lewis Hamilton.
Thank you very much.
He's the only
one. That's where. You put LH.
Yeah, that still counts. It's Lewis Hamilton.
I think who else has LH?
I didn't know that, you know. Why do you think that is? I know guys from ENZ that can do that.
Question four. Which UK city has the second largest black population after London?
City.
City. Fucking hell.
A-level geography, bro.
Swear. Damn, bro. But what did you get, though?
Huh?
What did you get?
A B. That's when grade boundaries were mad
high. Yo, you have to give me a couple minutes, though.
Couple minutes, you're violating.
No, couple seconds. I ain't got a pen.
After London. Okay.
Yo, he's got a pen for you. T.
Thank you.
Is this permanent?
Can I count down?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Berms.
Manny.
Manchester. Manchester.
What's the answer?
Look at you, bro.
So what'd you put?
You guys tallying your points.
Yeah, naturally. So you'd be Coventry. You know, that's not a bad... It's not a bad guess, though.
It's not a bad guess. It was either Berms or Manny.
Wait, so pause. Just for last week, yeah. What are the scores right now? Because last week, guys were cussing.
You're about 1 point, bro.
You're on one?
No, he's on three.
What, you? I'm on three. What are you on?
I'm on one.
Wait,
you're on one.
How are you on three?
Because I've got all three right, you bozo. What are you talking about?
Yes, 5-9.
5-9.
Yeah. No, you didn't get Westminster.
You didn't get Westminster. Bro,
there's been four questions.
Yeah, he's on three.
Oh, I've got three.
Okay, then, cool. Yeah. I'm on one.
You're on one?
What's combat.
What are you on?
Questions.
You're on one.
First right, cool. Go on, next one.
Question 5. Who did Bugsy Malone
clash
with in the
year 2020? Oh, come on, man. Easy, bro.
Wait, what?
Easy, bro.
I used to listen to Graham all the time.
Easy, bro.
Is it boys to men thingy?
Look at him cheat.
Yeah, why are you cheating, bro?
That's cheating, bro.
Yes.
This is before. Oh, right.
That's before Soul's time.
I might just put Ashake or something.
Come on, man. I hope I get this right.
I don't know
who did he clash with.
How can you not know this?
How can you not know this? This is on my day.
This is UK heritage.
It's UK, literally, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. Come on, bro.
Wait.
Can we go?
I can't lie. I'm going to embarrass myself.
Oh.
Okay, go. Wait, are we going to go one by one?
Solomon's the right. Wait.
Shall we go one by one or?
Yeah, go one by one. Start with Temi.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Start with me.
His is the funniest. No, his is the funniest.
No, hold on.
Okay. Say the question again.
Okay. Who did Bugsy Malone clash with in the years 2015 to 2016?
Go on.
Skepta. All
right, Temi.
You're wrong.
Go on.
Right.
Easy pick.
Right.
Chip.
Oh, come on.
What did you pick?
JME.
You know.
Wow.
Cool. JME.
You know. I see some guys at the back. What are you guys getting as well?
Yeah, which man?
I've got chips.
This guy don't know nothing.
Cheese guys, bro.
Wait, when did they do that?
2015. Do you know about, fight in the booth?
But what are you doing, bro?
Chip one.
I've never listened to a Chip song in my life. I'm not going to lie.
Chip one. Chip was hard.
Chip was hard, innit? Go on, next question.
Which British rapper released the album Gang Signs and Prayer in 2017?
Come on, man. Come on, bro.
Is this even fair?
It's easy, bro. Think of the most bait.
Stop trying to help my man, bro.
Wait, why? Guys.
Think of the most bait.
Why are you trying to...
Artist.
There's money on the line for this
shit,
bro.
Most bait black artist.
That's even wrong.
In that time.
What year was this album released?
Oh, gosh. Ignore him.
2017.
I've got my answer here. Let me see.
I can't remember the name of the artist. But I can sing like a line of a song that...
No.
But I'll say it first. So I haven't seen anyone.
All right, go on.
The guy that sang Risky's Numbers.
Risky's Numbers.
That's the song, yeah?
Gigs.
Was it Gigs?
Gigs.
No.
Cold.
Gigs, you know.
Who was worse? Mine or his?
His was worse.
Okay.
His was worse. Yours is stupid.
Oh.
Risky's Numbers.
No, you can't change it.
No, stay right there.
Stick with your answer.
What's the answer? I don't even know.
Shall we go?
You don't know the answer?
I don't know, but I'm guessing, innit?
3, 2, 1, Stormzy.
Correct.
Man said, put a paper. Wow.
This idiot put Skepta, bro. Come on, man.
That sounds like an album.
What was it? Gangsters and Praise?
Guys don't
know
about
it. Do you not remember Blinded by Your Grace?
Oh, come on, man. I know the song. I don't know the album.
Fuck. All right, go on. Next question.
Next question. Who is the biggest black R&B artist to come out of the UK?
Who would know that?
Yeah, I can't.
Why would anyone
R&B?
Who's the biggest R&B artist?
Come on, UK globally.
Afro R&B as well. I got my answer.
Afro R&B is whoa.
R&B. Just R&B white or black? Black.
You just said black.
I want
to. Do I listen to any of his songs?
What? Who would listen to it?
It's a guy.
You have to educate yourself. Ask the right questions, bro.
I'm telling you.
In the UK,
I think my guess is bad.
Afro R&B. That's why I'm changing my answer.
What? You can't.
I want to put Jay Huss. I can't lie.
What?
Is that?
That's not R&B.
Is it not?
No.
Hustler, baby.
That's not R&B.
Oh, I know who it is.
Jesus.
Who do you put?
Oh, I know who it is.
I don't know. I'm a think because of that one song. I think it's because of that one song.
I think mine's dumb.
I think that one song kind of did it for him.
Did it for him, so it's a guy. But I don't know no R&B.
Did it for him as a girl.
Wait.
Did it for him. I don't even.
I don't think.
Do you have an idea? Do you have an idea of who it is?
No.
I ain't got a clue. I can't lie.
Did it for him. I don't know.
I feel like I know who it is.
Biggest R&B.
But I don't know
who it is.
Wait.
You said him.
I don't think it's him anymore.
Oh, do you know what?
No. Uh-huh.
Hold on.
It might be him. I might be trolling.
I can't lie. No, guys, let's be quick.
Hold on.
That's crazy, by the way. That is mad.
All right, go on. All right, tell me, go.
Apple George Smith.
Oh, come on.
Would you? What?
Incorrect.
What did you? No. Don't. This guy's robbing that. Nah, grab his board. Grab his board.
All right, look.
He built Gabby.
Who did you put?
Afro R&B.
I put George. I said George Smith. Is it wrong?
Yeah, I put George Smith as well.
Whitney Houston.
Martin.
Who did you put?
Incorrect.
Martin.
Is she not from the UK?
Incorrect. The answer is LMA.
Oh.
How am I supposed to know that?
Oh, I forgot she's British.
But she's from the UK, right?
She's not from the UK.
She's old in America, though.
Is Whitney Houston American? No, American.
She's American. That's a trick question.
That was a trick question.
That's a trick question.
LMA is British, but
yo, cut that out. Cut that out.
I'm going to cut that out, bro. I'm keeping that in. Whitney Houston with an American surname.
That's worse than my Gabby.
That's going viral.
No, it's not worse than Gabby. That's not worse than Gabby, bro.
I said Afro R&B.
Right, go on. Next one.
Oh, shit.
Most common African surname in the UK.
Oh, easy.
Tunde.
I hear this.
Most
all the time.
There's like three names, bro.
No, there's only one.
African surname, you said.
African.
Yeah, so any African country. But the most common one.
What's your answer?
Huh? What's the most common African surname in the UK?
Can we show?
Wait.
Calm down. I feel like breathe.
Do you guys want to hear?
No hints. I have a feeling I might be way wrong.
It's not going to be a hint that gives it away.
Okay, go on then. Give us a hint.
Okay, hint. It's a
Nigerian.
I knew it.
Oh, really? Wow.
It's a Nigerian surname.
Wow.
Oh, I might be wrong then.
Are you Nigerian?
Yeah, I'm Nigerian.
Well, Yoruba.
Yeah, Yoruba.
You're violent.
All right.
What do you mean violent?
All right. So go.
Sammy Griswold. Oh, correct.
Fuck!
A man put Tunde, you know? Wait, do I get a point for this? I put Ade something.
Nah,
come on.
Can I get a half point?
I jammed.
Half point.
No.
There's no half points.
No half points last time, remember?
Sorry, bro.
You put Tunde, bro.
Yeah, Tunde was a good guess, bro.
No, what did you put? Say it out loud. What did you put?
I put Muhammad.
Yeah, love.
Oh, you're crazy.
Nigerian surname, Muhammad. No,
that's better than
that. Is there?
Muslim, Nigerian.
No, there's not.
Like, isn't Muhammad a first name?
I thought it's a surname, bro.
You're right.
Nah, bro, you're moving crazy.
It's both, exactly. I thought...
Wait, so am I getting my half point or no?
No.
Okay, right, go on, cool. Next question.
But wait, what's the scores?
I've got 3 points.
Don't worry, we'll do it in like two rounds.
I'm on.
How many points?
Wait, what's the guest on?
Are you telling you not
people? Huh?
You're supposed to tell
you. I'm on two, so I got
you know,
two.
He will know. What are you on, T? T, what you want?
I'm on three.
What you on, so? What are you on?
Four.
All right.
Okay, next question.
What question is this?
Wait, you're on four?
Yeah, bro.
You catch just up. Said you had three.
That's what
yeah.
You
just no,
said.
No, I had four. And then
no, you said you had three. Then now
can you one of you keep his points? Because he's cheating. Like,
guys, he has three.
Right, you didn't get a day.
Yeah. But what's the other one? I got right. I got something else, right?
You're on three. Bro.
You're on three, bro. Go on. Next question.
What is the most popular sport in the UK after football?
Easy.
It's easy.
Is drinking beer like a...
I'll be here. Wait,
you said this is like black UK, innit?
Is this black UK?
No.
Just in general, innit?
Second biggest sport.
Oh, I know what it is.
After what?
Football.
After football.
Come on, man.
You said basketball.
if I didn't go to...
I can't lie. Wait.
In this country, I wouldn't have known this, though.
I can't lie. If you get this question wrong, I think you get a neck slap. No. I'm not going to lie.
All right, we're turning in three,
this is very
two,
easy.
One, rugby.
Cricket. Come on!
What'd you put?
Me, bro? What'd you put? Rugby?
Yeah, I put rugby. It's big. The T20's big.
I thought rugby, bro.
T20's big, bro.
Cool, listen.
Big, bro.
So last week, these man said I was dumb.
Alright.
But who's winning, though?
Alright, bro. By 1 point, bro.
Okay, let's just shake my hand at least, though.
It's a long game.
I'll shake my hand. When you win, I'll shake your hand.
You don't shake my hand.
If you win. You know what?
Next question.
Dickhead, look at you. Okay, let's keep playing.
It's all right. You know, I was actually trying to be nice as well.
No. Because last week, this was another energy I've seen.
Next question.
What river runs through London?
Come on, man.
The spelling count.
You can't spell that.
If anyone can't spell this.
Bro, I don't know.
This guy's going to put the Pacific Ocean.
Like 3 seconds. Oh, you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You guys done?
Wait. Tell me, piss off, man.
Bro, just be quick.
Yeah, I can't lie. This is a quick one.
All right, 3, 2, 1, River Thames.
Yeah, calm.
Okay.
I don't think it's that hard.
My intellect is not that low.
All right, go on, next question.
What percentage of the UK is single?
Can we get a
question? Is anyone in this room in a relationship?
Yeah, one.
What, is two people?
Two.
One.
Wait, are you?
Oh my goodness!
Are you drunk?
He makes sense. He's right.
Okay.
It's just like that.
But it's just the way you just said that. I was just like, bro.
Well, from
the percentage.
Are single.
Yeah, are single.
But is this like black UK or
just general UK?
Can you just focus on your board, bro? Trying to cut, please.
All right. Ooh, yeah.
So closest answer, right?
Yeah. Are we gonna go one by one?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay, Zay, tell us at the end. Okay, who's going? Your rest is you go.
35.
Okay.
Oh, I think I'm.
I put 68.
Oh, I think I'm. Oh, 70.
Oh, why would you do that?
Tell me, go on.
15. You're a fool. You're a fool. 67.
Okay, the answer is
54.6.
So whoever's the closest.
54.
Oh yeah, who's good at math?
I put 35.
Whoever's
on, so I'm 60.
And what did you
put? Yeah, he's closest. Yeah,
he's the closest.
You got?
Is how much? 54.
Damn.
54.
Wow. Wait, so Paul, what are you on now?
Four.
No, hold on, you're lying.
Wait, I'm not.
He's Thames and this.
Thames, yeah.
I don't want to lose this, you know.
Oh, I got Thames, innit?
Everyone got Thames.
Everyone got Thames.
All right, go on. Zay, next question.
What is the name of the current king of England?
Ray Martin.
Come on.
Yo, I can't lie. Wait.
Wait, what?
Come on, bro. Come on. Are you not
the king of this country? When you're holding up stacks of cash, who's the face
man? I don't hold stacks of cash.
No, I can't lie. This is really bad for the brand.
Wait, is that his dad?
Come on, bro.
Are you being serious?
Is it the dad?
Wow.
V, are you being serious?
I mean, so dead serious.
I'm actually being... Is it two names?
Please.
Wait,
Alright, let's do it.
Since you're so confident, what was it?
Yeah, I will.
Go on. Wait.
No, guys, I saw Solomon's answer. You can't do that.
What is over?
He bought King George.
Oh, he's wrong.
Alright, cool. Then my answer's right then.
I knew something around these men.
Alright, nigga.
Alright, go on.
3, 2, 1.
Philip.
William.
Come on, bro. I told you, it's a long game, G.
Now you're right, still. I can't lie. I'm getting a bit nervous.
No. I thought it's Philip, no?
And you love that Solomon for what?
Hey, no, Martin.
How can you love for Solomon?
He put everyone. He put George.
George is at least younger. He has a chance.
King Philip.
Philip is.
He died, so it's the previous one.
Wait, so you're on four now?
Current.
You know there's two people before George.
But it's current.
Man got to lock in.
All right, cool. Zay, next question, bro.
Okay, what is the most popular UK streetwear clothing?
Come on, man.
Wrong. Wait, what?
Say that one time.
Streetwear.
What's that brand?
Streetwear.
I believe in my juice, bro. I'm sticking.
Is it in terms of like revenue?
popularity
among
UK.
The amount that they sell, basically.
It's you and it's a UK brand.
I'm gonna go different.
Is it a UK brand?
Yes, you guys know.
I can't, I'm going to go different, just in case, because when she said we're going to get it wrong, I don't think it's who I think it is. Car
sickle. I got the, I said car sickle. Well, the brand that can't ship. Even, yeah, ship clothes out for 3 years, like. But sponsor us, though.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, show.
Manet de Voix.
Jesus Christ.
No, that's not bad, though. Manet de Voix.
Manet de Voix is too much.
I was gonna do.
Keep talking behind the camera. Calm down, Floggy.
I think isn't Gone Club more like popular than
Gone Club?
Gone Club.
Don't violate on camera. That's not violent.
What's it called? What's it called?
It's what? Gone. He said Gone Club.
Gone Club. No, that's a new thing, isn't it? I've been seeing that on my IG now.
Is that new? That,
yeah, that's,
I was gonna cop the track.
A man said Gone Club. You know.
Oh shit.
It's yeah.
No, not even Hoodrich first, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for it. Alright, see. Next question.
To be honest, I thought it was gonna be Cortez.
Yeah, I'm starting to.
Okay. British rapper Dave's real name.
Come on, man.
I know
his full name.
What? Government?
W. Glaze, bro.
What? Surname included?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is Santan Dave's real name?
Yeah. Hey, Dave, if you're seeing this, you're on your top five. Oh. Oh,
wait, so what?
Nah, come on, man.
Wait. What the heck? He knows his full name. Wait, wait.
Nah, that's weird.
The question is, what is Santan Dave's full name?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna know his surname, am I?
Why don't you know?
Wait, is this supposed to be common knowledge?
Wait, second name as well? Or just first?
Let's do first.
Why do you
know?
No,
who knows your surname out there right now?
No, it don't matter though.
No, who knows people's surname?
Deep it. If you say
just if you don't know it, you don't know it. Like.
Yeah. Oh, so you know it. Say
nothing. No, I'm not answering.
Nah, his first name is, bro. Everyone knows what his first name is.
Some people are gonna get that wrong.
What's his first name?
Just
I'm
wait.
Not saying it, bro.
Wait.
I'm not answering the question.
Is there half points allowed in this?
No, there's no half points.
No, there's no half points in the whole.
Why do you know this? You remind me of like Nicki Minaj fans.
Yo, let's go.
Yeah. Right, okay, let's go.
Right. Go on.
You'll go last.
You'll go last.
I have no answer, bro.
No answer? I put David at the bio.
Okay, wrong.
You need to
kick him up.
What did you put?
I put David O.
Okay. David O.
What did you put, so?
I put David O. Borose or something like
I
that.
I can't lie.
I didn't get the exact spelling, but I feel like that's his
can't name. Lie.
Where is it?
David Omoreji.
This is a glazer. Hey, this guy's a glazer.
No.
That's his middle name.
It's his second name.
How do you know that?
That's weird, bro. That's weird.
That's weird.
Can someone please tell me?
It's what?
Nah, just forget it.
When has he ever said his full name? Ever?
Bro.
That's weird, bro.
Now, you know, I've got a photographic memory. Yeah,
hold on.
Now.
This
I've got
is crazy.
Okay, then.
Let's
but that's his middle name.
That's his middle name, bro.
Let's break down why you know Dave's second name.
Gee, it's just like this, isn't it? Obviously, my favorite artist. I just searched him up on the internet. I've got photographic.
Heard.
How many siblings does Dave have?
Two, I think.
This guy is scary.
Think about Dave before he goes to sleep.
Santan. I'm waiting for you to drop.
Man said Santan, you know.
I can't like drop new man.
I'm waiting.
We did.
What do you mean?
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Nah. Are we giving that point?
That's Soul. No, you didn't get it, bro.
He got it right though.
You got it right.
So are we giving that to Saul?
No.
All right, cool.
No.
So you don't get it.
Next question. Okay. How many questions left?
Two.
Oh.
Let's do. What's the points?
What are you doing? I took that off. I was on
7.
Stop trying to lie.
Oh, sorry. There's three.
Okay, stop trying to lie.
Oh, wait. What's everyone on?
I'm on 4 still.
I'm on 5.
I'm on 6.
If we let Paul's win, I'm gonna crash out.
How many points you also?
5. I told you, I'm the smartest person.
I'm on five. Don't violate.
Yeah, go on. See the next question.
Bro,
I've been on 5. I haven't got
it. Listen.
What is the most popular shoe, trainers,
come on, man.
Among black people?
Come on, bro.
Huh?
Shoe.
In the UK.
It's too easy.
Louboutins.
It's too, what? It's too easy.
All right.
Is that,
oh, shit.
Among black people
brand,
in the UK.
What, is it a brand?
Brand or shoe?
Is it a brand or the exact shoe?
Exact shoe.
The exact
shoe. Easy. No.
Wait.
Brush these, man. Let's go.
If I see CDs, I'm going to get mad.
Why don't you know? It's not CD. Bro. Come on, bro. I'm packed in with UK culture.
Yeah, same. I can't lie. Man knows. This one's easy.
Yeah, this is
All right. It's easy.
Oh. Don't change your answer. Don't even do that. Don't even do that.
You can't, you're not allowed. All right, cool.
Nah, you're good, bro. You're good.
Jordan Air Forces.
Air Max 95.
They,
look, oh, look at you're this tapped guy. In. You're tapped in.
Jordan Force, no?
No. How did I not get Air Forces? Oh,
damn.
What did you put? Air Force One?
Yeah.
Yeah. You put Air Force One as
well. He did. No, I put Jordan Force.
I put Jordan Force. It makes sense, no?
Jordan Force is too expensive.
Generally, guys go cutting for Black Cats. No,
okay.
Too expensive. V's on six. B's on six, Solomon's on six, Pose is on six, I'm on five, you're on five.
I'm on four.
Okay, two more. Let's make it interesting.
Well, next question.
Next question. Who is the most streamed UK rapper?
Come on.
Like,
come on.
Just like, give everyone the point.
Yo, Mums,
what did you get wrong?
Should I put his real name for
no,
this
don't
one?
No, don't.
What's it again?
I'm joking. I don't know his real name.
Oh, okay.
Everyone ready, yeah?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Central C. That one was easy.
Yeah, bro.
That's an easy point still. Yeah, that's nice, calm. That's nice calm. One.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, so does that make him like... Wait, does that make him in contention to be the GOAT?
No.
We'll discuss that later.
What do you mean, no? We'll explain how.
We'll discuss that later.
We'll discuss that
later. You know who the GOAT is, bro.
Literally.
Valentine Day.
I swear.
Say that.
Okay, what? Seven.
Six.
Seven?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're on seven as well, right? Like?
Yeah.
You're on six. You're on what?
Five.
No, sorry, bro. Right.
What, and this is the last question.
Yeah, last question.
And three people are on the same, innit?
Say nothing.
Tiebreaker.
Last question. What percentage of black people in the UK go to university?
Who?
10%.
You guys have a little bit of time.
Did a man say 10%? You're violating.
I joke.
Ooh.
What, right? As of this, like, right now?
Yeah, as of this year.
This year?
Oh, this year?
Yeah, as of this year.
So, like, this the new first years?
Yeah, so what percentage of black people in the UK go to university?
Oh, no, but we're not taking into account all the unis.
How many of them go to university?
Nah, if you take into account all the unis, that percentage is going to drop.
Bro, you guys are so dope.
Nah, I can't lie, bro. What are you talking about?
Like, honestly.
What do you guys see? I don't know.
Okay, if I get it right, you know what?
We're not taking into account all the unis. You could have said we're not taking into account all the old people. We're not taking into account the people that come here doing support work.
Okay, don't worry. You've just released my percentage even more.
Can you read the question? Can you see the question one more time, please?
Nah, I feel like this is going to be a bad percent.
What percentage of black people in the UK go to university?
Are you violent?
Huh? This is an easy question.
Who's going first? So we go one by one.
Not me. I can't lie.
I'll go first because I'm winning. This is my winning point.
I swear.
This is my winning point right here.
Oh, look at this 65? Idiot, bro.
Hey, who's next?
No, go this way. Tell me go.
I have to go last.
Tell me go.
All right.
13. Wow.
What? Well, that's
39.
36.
Yes! Talk to me nice.
Hey, come on. You know what, yeah?
Come on, bro.
No, first.
Talk to me nice. 2%.
I got a clap.
I told you, that's my winning point right
first,
here.
I got a clap.
Is that a winning? You won?
Yeah, G. Come on, man.
Wait, but does it count? Because he's a guest. So who won out of the pod?
It doesn't matter.
Right, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Nah, impossible. You have another question, Zay? Because he's talking shit.
Well, I'm not participating.
Okay.
No, it's
between so and them.
Yeah. Hey, first, man respects it. You think you're going to wash me?
Come on. Let's go, man.
Let's put money on it.
Let's go.
Let's put money. Guys, just put money. Ask the next question. Ask the next question. Get down to the nitty gritty.
Can I ask the
last question?
Yeah, go on. How many sides does a dodecahedron have?
No, no, next question.
Hey, yo, can I do it? I can't lie. I'm jumping in.
No, I'm jumping in for that.
I'm jumping in.
No, why not?
I'm jumping in. Yes, I remember.
No old questions.
Okay, I'll do a new one.
What's the answer?
What's the answer?
It was 12, innit?
It's 12.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm jumping in on this. I can't lie.
Jumping in, bro. You're out of the game.
I'm on seven, bro.
Does that count as a point?
No.
When did you get to seven?
What do you mean? Throughout the whole game?
I bet someone fact
checked that. Do for Timmy and Emin for Sol and V.
Yeah. What is the official currency of Japan?
Bro, I got that one.
Tell me, we say you're not in this
bro.
One.
Yes, bro.
You don't know it? Hey.
Everyone knows that, though.
I might be wrong, boy.
Let me see us.
Don't worry.
Right, you know how to spell it, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Wait, was I wrong?
You're fine.
No, just ask, just in case. Go on. We're going
spelling
in
matters, by the way.
Hmm?
Spelling
All right, cool. Ready? 3, 2, 1, show. What'd you
Yen.
Put?
Yen.
Yen. Yen. All right, cool.
Oh, was it right?
Yeah.
I told you. I can
didn't
jump
me nothing, bro.
I can jump in.
Bro, you're out of game, bro.
I can jump in.
Oh, can I do a question? Can I ask a question?
Did the wrestlers not tell you the answer, though?
He didn't.
Your mic.
I didn't cover your mic when you say lies.
He clarified.
It doesn't matter. I can do that anyway.
Go on, ask the question.
You've done everything
in
this
world.
You know
what? I study microbiology.
Microbiology, I swear.
Go on.
You're going to educate us after.
How many bones are in the adult human body?
Dragging it, like.
How many bones?
Man said it's either. Okay, I'm gonna close this answer. I'm gonna put it in the middle.
I don't know why these two are still playing like they're actually in the game.
Yeah, you might have out of the game.
I'm just spinning for the sake.
I'm just participating for fun.
Okay, so me and Saul will go first then.
3, 2, 1,
116. It's 2-0 away.
It's 106.
I put you on 5. Yes.
Oh, I got that.
Oh, it's taking me shot, man.
Did I not get that?
How much you put? How much you got it.
I actually did. I'm not joking.
No,
on a serious note, though, in my defense.
No,
like,
bro.
I ain't done science since.
No, bro.
That's how many bones are in a dog, mate. Like, about human.
That's crazy.
I know V is happy, bro.
I'm gassed. No, I'm not gassed. Just standard.
Second place, isn't it?
Standard stuff.
So, you know, I'm the recurring theme of, like, you know, last time.
Hey guys, bro, you lost twice. Bro.
You lost last
back-to-back
time as
games.
Well.
Shush.
All right, but let's give Paul's his round of applause. You won. Fresh. I call it
beginner's luck, bro.
Nah, bro.
It's too bad. It's not too bad.
So you say you're a smart guy?
Yeah, 100 still. I'm saying general knowledge, smart, book smart. I've been blessed with intellect.
I hear it still. I'm not hearing you, but I hear it still.
I've been blessed with intellect, bro.
Would you say you're street smart?
Street smart. So yeah, of course, bro. Like, I'm always checking my shoulders when I'm walking around.
I swear,
you never know who's approaching you, you know what I'm saying? Grew up in the gritty streets of South London.
Where, South?
Where?
Huh? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Rep your area, bro.
I went to school in Croydon, but man's from Mitcham.
Hey, guys!
I'm from Mitcham. I live in Mitcham. I mean, no, I don't live in Mitcham. I don't want to claim in it, but yeah, I went to school, sixth form Croydon.
How was that?
Huh? Sixth form was calm, innit? Like, sixth form, everyone's matured, but like secondary, like, it was a bit.
How do you mean, man?
Like secondary, just like sometimes, like your friends are getting robbed, innit? You're lucky.
Sometimes,
but that was like.
See, wait, like, but did you ever participate?
Nah, hell
no.
Therefore, not, bro.
Wait, you
someone
know,
was getting robbed. I was running away, bro.
Wait, you know, them ones where like there'd be like. The iPhone that goes missing in the change room. Mm. That, like,
bro, that happened to me with my £5, bro. £5 back in the day was like £50 now, fam.
No, that's
basic. You got nicked.
Huh?
Got nicked.
Now, one of my boys, innit? My boys as well, bro. I had £5 these times. I was mad brass. I was broke as hell, innit?
No, that's real. I can't lie.
Yeah, I hear it, man.
I can't lie. This £5, I held it close to my heart, innit? I had 2 £5 notes in my blazer pocket. Obviously, it's lunchtime, innit? I'm playing basketball or whatever. And then my boy, I see him whilst I'm playing, innit? He's picking up my blazer. But I'm wondering, he's probably looking for his blazer, innit? Obviously, everyone throws their blazer on the floor and that to play. So then now it gets to the end and he's the one even helping me look for the £5.
That sounds like certain money.
He was helping me look for the money and I knew he'd taken it at the time, innit? But
you knew he took it?
Yeah.
But he didn't do anything?
No, like afterwards, I knew he took it. And I kind of, like this guy, he stole phones. Like he was a weird guy.
Shit. Are you still boys with him?
Yeah. Nah, most definitely not. Most definitely.
Do you know what he does like today?
Now, funny, he was one of them, you know them bookie guys, but they're smart, innit? Like he was actually still smart. So I don't know. He's probably in, he may even, I don't know what it was doing.
Fair enough.
Wait, so what, back in secondary, is that when you wanted to start content creation? Like how long have that been an idea?
Ah, bro. Secondary, I've always been funny, innit? But it wasn't an idea in my mind to say, start content creation. Like, in secondary, I probably wanted to do rapping. So I wanted
to do rapping.
You got buzz?
Nah, bro.
Let's say that's
the problem, bro.
You know if someone says that means they tried and it didn't go.
Nah, I just
definitely a hidden song out.
I used to, like, just freestyle all the time. I was ass. I was bad, so I just brushed it in. It was until probably year 12. I still didn't do it in year 12. I didn't do it in year 13. I started first, like halfway through first year uni. And that was more so because in uni I realized, yo, man's got bare time. And I don't do anything, bro. I just wait.
I hear it. Like, still, I hear it.
And then my boy kept on giving on to me. He's like, oh, yeah, you should start. I was like, obviously, he's pestering me for time, innit? So I was like, all right, bro, like, I'll just start now and leave me alone. So it was more of a whim, innit? It wasn't like something I thought deeply into.
So when did you realize, like, oh, man's actually kind of good at this, like, or your first time, like, receiving love, I guess, from doing it?
It was my first video, actually. Like, I did a skit. No, it wasn't anything. It wasn't anything like great or anything. It was just like a normal skit. It was like UK boys moving to a girl at uni. How boys move to a girl at uni, something like that. And it didn't go viral or anything in it, but bare people were laughing in the comments, and I was like, yo. And then from there, I can't lie, just kept going.
Where do you get your ideas from? Is it like life experience? Like, do you experience it yourself, or see it yourself, or you just think of it?
Ideas wise. A lot of it is actually, I would say it's God, innit? Because I feel like a lot of times God will put something in your heart, and then in your mind, it's just like, oh yeah, that's an idea. And then most people just leave it. You get what I'm saying? You say, oh yeah, that idea couldn't be turned into reality. But then when I started thinking, yo, how would I actually do this? Then I started to get like more, like before I just used to do uni ideas, innit? Just based on uni, because it was easiest. But then I started like opening my mind up. Oh, this random thought that I have, I can actually turn it into an idea, and I've started putting thought into it. And then
you've done well as well, bro. Good shit. Props to you. Props to you. Do you have like any type of like, I don't know? Cause I can't like for me. Yeah, back in the day, I used to get in bare trouble because my humor was based off Harry Panero. Like I used to watch Harry Panero back when I was year 9. So I used to like say the shit that he used to say in class. Just believe I was getting thrown out of class like every other week, bro. It was so dark.
No, 100%.
But like, do you have any type of like, I guess, content creators from back in the day that you fuck with? Or like you, man, as well, even?
The one that comes to my mind, the three, is Max Comedy.
Real.
Yom's TV.
Real.
And Uncle Ed, bro.
Who's Uncle Ed?
You don't know who Uncle Ed is?
Nah, man, even, you might know.
Nah, I know. You might know who Uncle Ed is, innit?
I'm pretty sure I know who that is.
You don't know who Uncle Ed is? What?
Who's Uncle Ed?
You know, have you not seen the meme of the guy? He's wearing a robe and he's laughing and he's falling back into a Rolls Royce.
That's the only meme I've ever seen.
That's not, you don't know who Uncle Ed is?
Nah, crazy, man, seen him still.
That's poor.
He's
that's
funny, poor, bro. That's poor, that's what about poor. You?
To be fair, majority of, I don't really look up to like UK content creators in my opinion. My inspiration. What? We're talking about inspiration, right?
Yeah, just
not inspiration, but just like in general, bro.
Regardless of Yom's TV, because Yom's TV is one guy that I really think is very funny.
He's so funny, bro.
Other than that, nobody else in my opinion.
Nobody else.
Not even Don't Jealous Me.
Don't Jealous is an OG. He's an OG.
Who's that uncle that's like, you will never be anything in your life?
Ador,
back in the day, it was funny.
Who else is that? What's the one that he came off socials for a long time.
I know you're on about. The guy was like, I don't want to say
I don't like you too, mate. Yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, I forgot his name.
So that makes the two of us.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Is it Big Tipper?
Big Tipper. Yes, my man. No, he was funny back in the day.
Yeah.
But what? Did you have any yourself, my bro?
I wouldn't say inspiration, but people that I used to watch. I can't remember. Smokey Barbers.
Smokey
Barbers used to do content.
Smokey Barbers, as in?
Really? The one when it was at Bricker and that, but that was like probably.
Oh, okay.
Go on. Was like 10 years, maybe like, how old am I now? Like maybe like 8 years ago. Like,
yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, it was Smokey Barbers, it was Bricker. There was a Jamaican youth. There was that guy. Ador. Yeah, it was hilarious, innit? But other than that, I used to, like, probably like 10 years ago, I used to watch Emanuela as well, that Nigerian.
That's a real one.
I used to find that bare funny. I don't really watch it. Like, obviously, I don't watch it now.
Do any of you guys know about Crazy Clown?
Crazy Clown.
No.
Oh, you guys are not tapped into the Nigerian, bro. Them men are good, bro.
No, I don't know still. For me, it was just Max Comedy and Harry Pinero.
Yeah.
I can't like the way I used to just spam these man's phrases. That man needs to make a comeback. No, not Harry, but Max. But that reminds me of like...
The uni GMs ain't gonna like that.
Bro, brush them, man. I don't even understand that either. Like, why would guys come uni and then start trying to be bad? Like, you're applied for SFE. You did UCAS application.
You wrote a personal statement.
And imagine, like, oh, it's just sad. Like, they'll even study, like, I don't even know, like, microbiology.
Crazy.
But I'll be sure.
Hey, enjoy your
shit. No, I can't lie. It's the first thing that came to my mind. But no, them are not funny, though. Like, you ever gone to a party and it's like, I'm not going to say which party, but I've been to parties, yeah, where, cool, you get outside now, whoop-de-woo. Next thing you know, guys are backing out Nas, but it's like, you all go university, like, make it make sense. Like, well, you got a lecture in the morning, you're going to see your op in the lecture. You're going to see me in the lecture, what are you going to do then?
Nah, it's the guys that wear, like, the corona mask. Well, after corona, that shit was pissing me off so bro, you were so annoying.
I did that at first.
I kind of hear it.
I was more identity crisis. That's
crazy. Why?
I don't know why I was doing it. I was just doing it. I was just wearing it. Me and my boys used to wear it. We're not one of them guys that'll just be looking at you at the boy.
Yeah.
We're just normal guys, innit? But we just used to wear the mask.
I hear it.
I don't know why.
You're not Bali.
Huh?
You're not Bali.
Never a Bali. Never. It's just a black mask, innit?
Nah.
You in a relationship?
Nah.
That's a nuts question, you know?
Just straight to it.
Just who?
No.
Any reason why?
It's more of priorities and I'm saying like what I want versus what the opposed person.
Crazy.
Hey, PR, you saved it. No, I can't. Like, you saved it.
First time
you saved it.
That's crazy. You know when the first time that you realized that you were funny, yeah. Did you always used to tell yourself like you're funny, like because you know like a lot of people don't really give people their flowers until like you know you actually start doing it.
Yeah.
For example, like obviously. Let's say the time that you weren't making TikToks before, like, did you tell yourself that you were funny?
100%. I would tell guys I'm the funniest person you know.
What was the response to you saying that?
Say fairs, innit? Like, it got to a point, guys, that like, obviously set man, innit? But most people would be like, yeah, fairs. But some of them were like,
well, if you're funny.
Wait, what was I going to say?
Because you know, some people will tell you that, they'll say that, oh, if you're funny, you shouldn't say it to you. You shouldn't say you're funny. You should let people tell you.
That's what I was. It's like, oh yeah, if you're funny, you wouldn't have to say it. People just say, yeah, bro.
Yeah, move that.
I'll say it again, innit?
I can't lie. If I make a joke and it makes me laugh, like, it's about good enough. Can't lie. Checks off on my list.
Did you say you got into trouble a lot in school?
Yeah. But I wasn't, I always knew where my line was, innit? Because I knew that, obviously, in secondary school, I had to weigh up my options, innit? I knew that, cool, I want to have fun in school, but I don't want to get beaten too much, you know what I'm saying? So I had to weigh it up. So I wasn't one of them guys I told the teacher to shut up.
Yeah.
But I was always like, anything below that, innit?
What's the most you got in trouble for? God, say.
Nah, I can't. Bro.
Nah, you can say.
Wait, what?
It can't be that bad.
He jumped in the robbery with one of his phones.
I can't remember other than one thing, but definitely not.
Is that bad?
Yeah,
we can blank out certain words, you know.
Yeah, bro, we got editing.
Well, it depends. It's up to you, bro. Don't expose yourself.
I told man,
I can't lie. The most trouble I've ever gotten in secondary school was, I didn't even mean to, like, I was never a bad kid in school, innit, but like, slightly mischievous, whatnot.
Mm.
I think there was one time, like, it was in Spanish class. Me and the Spanish teacher were arguing, blah, blah, blah. You know how it goes. Like, just going back and forth. But I wasn't being rude or nothing.
Yeah.
And then she's walking away from me, but she says something nuts, innit? So I must have said back by reflex. I was like, oh, like, go do your job. She said, what? But, like, these times, you know, back in school, like, the man them are around.
Yeah,
I'm like,
laughing.
I'm like, go do your job, like. Yeah. Swear down. I kid you not, yeah. I got kicked out of class. Had to sit in the head teacher's, like, not even the head teacher, you know, you have to have like a behavioral, like, sat in there. And I remember when I left school, yeah, it got to 3 p.m., I walked around the block about 20 times. I didn't want to go home, bro. I think I stayed outside in my school clothes till like 7 p.m. And when I got home, like, that part I can't miss it on cam. Oh, it got very, very dark that day, but Shit, man.
Why are you asking me?
Yeah, your
actually, yeah, tell me, talk about yours. Cause
man, I think I was a good in school. However, they didn't rape me.
You know we know you.
All right, cool. Basically, like, the worst thing I've done in school, yeah. Ooh, in what year?
Talk about sixth form. Just sixth form by example. What did you do in sixth form?
Yeah, because you said you were good from, you were good.
Nah, for legal purposes, you can't talk about that.
Real?
No way.
Yeah.
Real? Yeah, guys.
All right, cool. Allow you.
So no one can talk about it. It's only me, you know. What about you?
What's the worst thing you've ever done in school? Don't lie.
I was never really too much of a bad kid, to be honest. Like, I came from Nigeria, so like, you know, I was always like, I knew where my boundaries were. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never really wanna.
Yeah.
I was a good kid, bro. I was a good kid. Obviously, everyone has their flaws. You feel me? But.
And what was your flaw?
You know, I'd just be coming home late sometimes. But other than that, more than that.
Why is everyone giving up PR, bro? Like, what's going on? Everyone's scared to say what the real is. What about you? No, don't do that.
Bro, you don't strike me as a bad kid, you know.
I was deputy head boy.
Oh,
I was a good.
Who the hell let you be that?
Bro, I was good.
Someone was prefect.
Who let him be that? I
was prefect as well.
Were you not prefect?
Yeah, everyone.
Oh, you're a head boy.
Prefect as well. Bro.
You're prefect as well.
Yeah, bro. That's prefect.
Were you not prefect?
Yo. I was a prefect in Greensville. They didn't give it to me.
I was good at school, bro.
So everyone was a
deputy head boy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm actually being serious.
Crazy.
Why did they let you have that?
I'm not violating. Like, genuine question, bro. What did you do to earn that?
I actually don't know, to be honest with
you. Did everyone like just love you in your year?
Not just year, like just in school in general.
Yeah, what the hell is going on? Like, can we close a window? Like,
yeah, bro. This
is there windows like we can close?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, but yeah, well, shit. How do we cut back in?
You said to me because it was a question. You said Central C's not the biggest rap.
If Central C is, you know, the most streamed UK rapper ever, obviously numbers aren't everything, but why couldn't we put him in contention to be the GOAT? Is that crazy?
Nah, he is.
Because the GOAT is great.
Wait, you said he is?
He's in contention.
He's in contention, yeah. Bro.
But he's not.
Yeah, he's not the GOAT yet, but he could be.
But like, by the end, he could
be the GOAT.
No.
You're a hater.
I'm not a hater.
No, why?
I'm not a hater, but no.
Okay, who?
Some people are saying you're smoking.
You don't feel like Dave is complacent?
Wait. He's not complacent.
And I can't.
You look, I think Central C has this though. The goat. You think he's the goat?
Nah, not right now though.
No one's saying he is the goat. Yeah, no one's saying right now, but he's in contention.
No, he's not. I don't think he's going to be in contention. Bro, go on, speak. Go on.
It's kind of like the.
Speak louder.
Okay, it's kind of like the. The Drake and Tupac and Biggie thing.
Mm.
Like, Drake is literally, on number of numbers, he's the biggest rapper ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think guys are ever going to call him the GOAT.
Literally.
No. I call Drake the GOAT.
No, guys, no. When Drake retires, they're going to call him the GOAT.
Type shit.
Overseas the best of anyone in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But to say, like, GOAT level.
Literally, no, bro.
No, but what class, okay, what's going to take him from being the biggest overseas to a GOAT?
Bro.
Longevity
numbers. Age bodied him, bro.
I can't remember the last time I listened to H. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter.
No.
That's even a point. Proven.
The GOAT can get bodied. Drake is the GOAT, in my opinion. He got bodied by Kendrick. Does it make him not the GOAT? He's still the GOAT. It can happen.
No hate to Central C.
If Sench retired,
nah, you can't say that. I feel like
what are you gonna say?
If Sench retired now, and he's never putting out music.
Of course. But then again, would you?
It was big in the UK.
It was. Day in the Life was big.
UK before TikTok made it big worldwide.
Yeah,
he's right. Same thing with Doja, isn't it? Or was that TikTok? That was TikTok.
Wait though. Let him land. Paul, say what you said again.
Bro, if Sench was to retire now, and then he didn't release music for 5 years, guys will look at him, from all the projects he's put out and will call him, yo, this guy could low-key be the GOAT.
He could low-key be the GOAT.
No.
You're only saying...
Oh, Guys,
why can't he be a GOAT?
It's nostalgia. So Dave hasn't dropped and he's still getting compared to Central C. He's been dropping out.
I don't think that Sench is the GOAT. But I'm saying that he can be in contention.
No, he cannot be in contention.
Yes, he can.
Why?
Yes, he can.
Saints don't have anthem.
Not at all, literally.
But longevity will come.
There's no longevity, bro.
But, yeah, but when long...
Do you know what longevity is? Do you know
name
what...
Name your Saints anthem.
Yeah. We're
going to
see
Doja
or what?
You can
Day in the Life.
What's his anthem?
Loading.
Day in the Life is
his
anthem.
Loading.
Molly
was called.
Yeah, Molly was called as well.
I said
Saints.
Wait. When was the last time someone said Day in the Life? When was someone said that?
Yo, new man.
Yeah, hold on.
When was the last time someone said that?
Last time someone said what?
Day in the Life. Let me see. His bars, bro.
But why would anyone but just...
Why would anyone want to listen
no,
to
No, but you're saying it's an anthem. No, when was the last time people were singing it?
When's the last time someone wants to play Samantha? It's still an anthem.
No one sings Samantha. Like, people
it's still
wait. Samantha hype. Yeah,
it's a good song, but bro, I'm just saying, when numbers come in like that,
yeah.
The most streamed UK rapper ever, you got to give him flowers in this. I'm not saying he's mad,
I'm
not
saying
he's
flowers.
But no, you're already saying that there's no way.
There isn't, bro.
There's no way for him to be the GOAT. That's a hater.
How is that hating?
That's hating.
How is that hating?
How is there no... You can see into the future.
I'm not saying I can see into the future, but I sit... Didn't know.
And
this is a personal vendetta.
What did he do to you, bro?
Why is it personal?
He's not letting the numbers...
Yeah, no, it's not, there's no numbers, but...
Who's your favourite rapper in the UK? Sense streams more than him.
So?
Sense streams more than him.
Okay.
By far. Maybe triple.
Okay. Literally,
I know,
bro.
But I'm saying... Okay, when you're comparing the GOAT, yeah, numbers will play a part at some point. So Central already has the numbers, give him longevity, he can get like 2-3 bangers. At the end of his career, he might as well be up there.
Bro. Yeah, no, I don't, yeah.
Okay, so you're saying if they give him longevity, yeah. But what's
you
something
get,
as of now?
Well,
as of
LeBron
now,
has played longer than him, got more points than him, he's all of a sudden
so
a
what,
goal.
LeBron's got the contention for goal. He is.
No.
What?
I mean LeBron.
Wait.
What LeBron?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I thought you meant Central City. No, LeBron, yeah.
Okay, so
what's
so why wouldn't Central C if LeBron's in it?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Wait. Ask the question.
Well, is Central C top five right now?
Of course.
Of course he's top five. 100%.
Yes.
He's top two.
Who's whoever's
top five? You don't think he's top five right now?
Wait, can
you
top five?
Name my top five. My top five right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sench.
Yeah. Is this in order or just in general?
Just in general.
Okay.
Sench. J-Hoss. Dave.
Wait, hold on.
Actually, no, let me finish.
Yeah, Sench, J-Hoss, Dave. Top five right now. You man are not going to like me if I say Little Sims.
Actually.
Sorry.
This guy's trying to argue.
Man don't know.
This guy's trying to argue.
Guys don't know real music. I stand on what I said.
All right, cool, go on.
And my last one. Oh, last one. Top five right now.
Have you got your top five?
Put a paper. That's
top. Sench, David Orobosa.
Crazy. But I said it's all gone, you know.
Hold on. Wait, speak loud into the mic.
Go ahead.
Sench, David Orobosa, I'm a Reggie. If you're seeing this in it, get my end of it.
Crazy.
Something like that. UK, like, I don't have a top five. I have who I listen to.
That's still fine.
I say nine. You know, Gliz, exclude the controversy.
Okay, no, I can say Gliz. Yeah, 100%.
You
didn't
Gliz.
He said who he listens to. He didn't say he's top five. Okay. Like,
you are listening to him.
But you said
who he listens to.
But you said Gliz, I can hear it.
You're right.
No, that he listens to.
Yeah, Lyco Sitna. Come on, that's my guy as well, man. I'm saying. Shout out to my guy, Typhons.
Tap shit, he's hard.
Okay, go on. What about you? Tell me. Okay, cool. So,
I mean, Sench, Dave, Kid Wild.
You know, this guy just realized Kid Wild like 4 days ago, just to let you know.
Kid Wild, Nems.
I was going to say Nems isn't mine.
Nems is top five.
Right now, yes.
Sench, Dave, Kid Wild, Nems, and. I mean, to be fair, I don't listen to a lot.
No, go on. Ask your question. Say it louder.
Who you listen to?
Okay.
No, but he's
top five.
Top five
in UK right now.
I'm not gonna put pot of paper when I think his rubbish is.
Whoa! Recycle.
It's not hate.
Recycle.
only listen to Gangsta Rhymes, bro.
It's like you saying I should put gigs just because everyone thinks.
No, we're not saying that, though. We're not saying that, though.
I just refuse to see the facade.
Who's Kid Wild?
You don't know who Kid Wild is? You don't. You know who he is, bro.
Freddie 500, bro. Get to know. Hey, Kid Wild, if you're seeing this, get money.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, shit. Man, that's mine, though.
Wait, what's wrong with. No, you know, Brush, man. You guys are
violent. No, Lil Sims.
Lil Sims. He's good.
Lil Sims.
Okay,
Angel.
Is that Georgia Smith?
George is not even in the original song.
But everyone knows it's Georgia Smith.
Yeah, bro.
That's what this matters.
Head up, I can't lie.
Sedge call up soon.
No, that's crazy.
I take it back. I'm taking out Lil Sims. My top five UK rappers right now, Santan Dave, yeah. Central C, Heady One. Who am I the two?
What about IVD?
Who?
Take the mic. He had one freestyle. Yeah, that's what I mean in the sense.
Wait, who's the other person? Who's the other person that made a song? No. The other girl that made a song. No, the other girl who made a song. What's her name?
Well, that she was beefing.
Not IVD. The one that was on Baddies.
Raindoor.
She's in my top five, bro.
Just so that, guys.
Yo, let's be serious, bro.
So you can say IVD, but I can't say Raindoor.
I said, what's wrong with IVD? I didn't say IVD was in my song.
You might as well add C-China into that.
C-China is cheats, bro.
No, she's not cheats.
I don't want her to come for me.
Bro, is she pussy in a song?
Hey,
looking at
what about that girl? That yo girl.
No, she's cold.
Take it back. My top five UK artists.
Oh, it keeps changing, bro.
Heady One, Central C, Shy Cartier.
Yeah.
Central C.
Oh, I said it twice.
I'm tired.
Crazy.
Well, you don't think Central's top five?
Ah, he's bugging.
You're bugging.
Leave out.
Yo, Sench, if you need someone for a music video,
shout out the guy. You don't think he's top five right now?
Come on, out of his top five, Sench is the only one that's dropped recently. Everyone else hasn't.
Yes, of course. So he's top five then.
He's the only one that's been consistent.
He's the only one that's been consistent though. Yes or no?
He's been consistent.
Where's Jay Haas? Where's Dave?
They have their anthems, they have their time.
They,
you might
connect
10 of each. If you go
10
for 10
with
Sench.
Controversial opinion.
Sench C will wash. Wait, go on, let's speak. Central C will wash the dustpans off of Jay Haas.
I can't, bro. Name a song, we'll name a hustle. Do it. It's not that though, bro. Do it.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. Let me school you guys for a minute.
The guy that came in 2017. School.
If an artist cannot bring people to a live show, he's nothing.
What? Here, guys. That makes no sense.
Especially for somebody like Jay Haas, bro. You took a year time out, and again, this is no hate. Like, don't see me outside and say you're gonna.
He went to prison, bro.
Listen.
Okay, go on.
A year out of everything.
Took whoever out, came back, dropped an album. Album was like certified mid, you know.
Wait. Let me speak.
Hey, pause. This is where you just
wait. I'm not trolling. I'm being like, you know me. I'm being dead serious. And it's like you cancelled all your shows. Like, you know, nothing really sold out. Like, you feel me? Sense just come.
Wait. Do you think DBE are dog shit? Yes or no?
Do I really have to say it?
But how come they sold that O2 every time? Why have they sold that O2 every time?
And that's fine. Clearly, they're doing something that J-Hoss lacks.
Oh my God.
It's quite evident, right? Even then, if you actually class in DBE's fans, majority of DBE's fans are white.
So?
Yeah, it's mixed.
No, it's not.
Cap.
Very mixed.
Cap.
No, it's not.
Cap.
mixed.
It's literally white.
It's a brown skin, yeah, brown skin people.
Okay, so
what does that have to do with black?
What's that got to do with anything? What's that got to do with anything? Are you seeing? Are you seeing? What has that got to do with anything?
It doesn't take away anything.
Come on, man. Here, guys. Guys, focus.
Of course, DB, you know what? I can even put DB higher than in anthem wise over Central C, bro.
Duh.
Bro, you need
Duh.
To get,
it's not outrageous to say. DBE made E and Pussy cool.
Of course.
Real. Real.
It's real. They were the first people to feature with Lil Baby in the UK.
Oh, yeah. I can't lie.
Bro, Lil Baby DBE was the first UK, was with DBE, was the first feature.
About to take my lady's selfie. No, Shut up, bro.
No, but I said, Lil Baby at the time.
Oh, let it go, bro.
Come on, man.
Majority of these men are cheeks, though. Like, no one really says it just because they have, like, anthems. Like,
anthems.
Anthems.
Look at Giggs. Look, who's that?
Oh, my God.
Let me let go of that. Who is that guy that had, like, a lot of women wear, like, white, like,
Nines.
Oh my God!
I know what he's doing.
He's gonna
Is that a clip farming
or he's been a
rage
a
bait? Rage bait.
Bro.
This is rage bait.
Nah, it's rage bait.
What do you mean he's right? What do you mean he's right? Gigs and nines
is bust. Yes.
And what? Wait, guys, focus. In what world? In what world is Nines bad?
If an artist has to tell you that they're dropping... Hold on. If an artist has to tell you that they're dropping their last and final album, when this guy is not even reaching 50, you already know that he's trying to get as much sales as he can. He's finished.
That makes no sense.
I know his game is
great. Yeah, I know your game, so you're clip farming.
What age are you meant to start making music? No, you can start making music at any age that you want.
So why is there an age limit on when you should stop?
Well, clearly you stop when you don't look young anymore.
Surely, you stop when you don't look young anymore.
Sharp. How old is Nine? Someone search up how old Nine.
What does it matter? You're retiring.
So? You're washed, bro. That's an excuse.
Oh my God.
That's a silly excuse.
Okay, what about if Central C decided to retire today?
There you go.
What does that have to do with anything?
You know, music you can start and stop whenever you want, bro.
If you have the money to retire, you've got the anthems, you have the influence, you have the brand, would you retire at the age of 35?
Why are you continuing making music? Why are you retiring when your mates are still making music?
He's smiling.
No, he's trolling.
You can retire at 35. How does Drake real quick?
Oh my God, he's comparing two people.
Drake and Nines.
Listen, Drake and Nines. Nines has not even made Drake's aeroplane money, and he's already. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to put these things into like.
Okay, who in the UK has made that?
Yeah, he's
the UK's
made Drake
what?
Hot.
But I'm pretty sure the reason why.
Central C.
I think you guys are not like. Off his music. Fox sponsors, bro. Off music, bro.
I said Fox sponsors. Why can't you do that? Not a big part.
You think Drake
only makes music money?
His music is not small.
Dave has the worst branding ever known to man.
What are you talking about? Are you drunk?
Is it different? Man has to use a clothing brand, someone's using his own music.
What do you mean?
Brand in general,
like,
still.
Dave doesn't have a clothing brand either.
He does.
Yeah, I know.
I meant brand. What do you mean brand? He's not a brand. Bro, his branding is rubbish.
I don't agree.
The rose gold tech fees.
Are you wearing that?
Okay,
you wear rose gold.
It's not.
Yeah,
he would.
I said,
I wear that 100.
First of all, I would. So if you're listening, I got you. Like,
send me one as well.
This is the thing, yeah. You're taking one tech piece. Like, bro, this guy has shoe dues, G Shock. You feel me? Like, bro, he's really done a thing, bro. Bro, how many artists have you seen that is able to at least capitalize off each and everything that they wear? It's not that many, bro. It's really not that many.
Wait, so what's the point you're making?
They can hardly get some drama.
Yeah, but what are you trying to say? Because you're
Wait. All the clothing.
I don't agree with the album.
To uplift his music.
Nah, you know what?
You know what? If that's what you got to do, then fair play. Do you know what I mean?
Centrist, he can wear. But listen. He can wear Cortez, he can wear Trapstar, and everything will still sell.
Okay. That's
so what's your point?
That is true.
But what's your point?
My point is that this guy has made such a good branding to the point where it's like the music helps sells his brand. The brand is not selling his music. The music is selling his brand. Every single picture that he drops is a banger. Like, bro.
Clean.
I kid you not. Clean.
You can't lie about it, bro.
But what's the point?
To put him as top five.
It's just too early.
How is it too early?
It's not too early, I can't lie.
No. So it's five years. It may be even longer to
you, man. You man, talk at one at a time, bro.
He goes to jail for like 3 years. Doesn't drop anything.
He's trying to mock it.
That's what you want. You want to go to jail
for like 3 years. Doesn't drop anything. Then he'd be like, oh, he's really the goal. Bro, what do you mean? Like, he's been the goal.
Been the goal.
I kid you not. Since the time that he dropped Doja, that already.
Doja.
Nah.
Doja.
So this is me. Let me tell you, what song? You see the problem with a lot of UK people, yeah? You see the problem with a lot of
last
UK
week.
People? Hold on. Yo,
what EP?
Oh, Wild West.
What?
I was gonna say that as well. I feel that since Wild West.
Wilder, new man,
lock in.
You see, the problem with a lot of UK people is that they feel like if a song is not connecting to you emotionally, then it's rubbish. For example, Dave has made amazing songs. Like, he's an amazing artist, complete. The only thing that he lacks is just that he lacks that fan interaction. You get what I'm saying?
Just chill.
Let me land. But this is the thing.
Sorry.
Let me finish.
Dave has made songs like, I think it was Leslie. Like, Leslie was such an emotional song or whatever. Like, and because you get those songs that really hit deep in you, you feel like, oh, a guy make it, oh, how can I be homophobic, this, that. You think that, oh, that's not good. Bro, this guy still makes music. He knows how to captivate the audience. Don't lie like you were not singing the same exact word, bar for bar. Like, bro, you were singing it. You were listening to it.
Don't let me catch you in the club.
He doesn't need that club music anyway.
You get what I'm saying? But this is the thing, TikTok or not.
That's like Dave, Young Teflon, those type of rappers, they make music for their fans.
Literally.
If anything, it's the opposite.
Like, okay, so why do they want to make music to reach the whole world?
It depends. It's about being content. Like, content with...
And they should be content, but this is the thing. If you want to be content, you cannot now say that you want to have a claim to a top five.
They never claimed it, though.
You just didn't put them in.
I don't even know who Young Teflon is. Just
oh, see, can you see? Can you
nah,
see?
I know Young Teflon.
Do you know who gets this? Do you know who gets this?
Of course I know who gets this.
Okay,
cool. Alright,
cool.
I don't even know who Young Teflon is.
Do you get?
Yes.
I won't say top five, but he's up there.
I mean, that's up to anyone's prerogative. But anyway, I feel like with guys like Central C, like, you might actually need to give them a flowers. Like, TikTok or not, this guy is doing his thing. Like, you feel me?
We didn't say he's not, though.
I kid you not, he's done way more than enough to already be in a top five conversation.
Yeah, 100.
He's done way 100. More than enough. You've not seen an artist.
Of course I did.
Wait.
He's not my top
question
five,
is,
but he's up there, yes.
Yo, question is, are we saying top five of all time or top five right now?
He's saying of all time.
Who's saying of all time?
Honestly, I kid you not.
Top five UK rappers.
Of all time, I've seen top five of all time.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you why.
Wait, hold on.
There's certain achievements that you would achieve that automatically has to put you on there. This guy's the most streamed artist. He's getting streams that niggas have not even seen.
Do you know who I think will body Central's?
Bro, I'm pretty sure all of Nine's discography cannot compare to Doja Song streams.
Can you see? Can
right,
you
hold
hear?
On, let me land, because you're chatting shit now. Let me land. Let me get my shit off. You man. Listen, yeah. I hear what you're saying.
You don't.
Yes, I do, but you're wrong.
Let me speak.
I'm saying, as of right now, yes, Central Cee deserves to be in top five, especially the conversation. However, you comparing his music to Nines, you're thinking only of the streams. Because this type of music has a connection to the culture. There's something that Central Cee lacks, respectfully, and that's the influence. That's why he can't be in the top five. And listen, when I say influence, connection, listen, let me land. Listen, let me land. Yo, let me finish. So cool. In terms of that, you have to also think about the influence that these certain rappers have over the culture. Dave, obviously, like you said, he makes fans for his music, tailor for his music. Maybe Dave doesn't want to have his whole brand be like the main drive. He wants his art to speak for him.
Tell Nines to go and sell out the O2.
What the fuck does that have to do with what I just said, bro? I just told you that the music that they're making, they want their art to speak for them. Some people don't want their brand to be the main push.
If his art is really speaking that loud, tell him to sell out the O2.
That's not how it works. Because there's many great artists that have great music, but their branding isn't there. It doesn't necessarily mean... There's many art. We don't even know. Little Sims is one of the best rappers from the UK. I don't care. And she isn't as big as other artists, but she still is.
And that's because the UK don't like female music artists anyways.
But the point is that the art will speak for itself, but at the same time, it doesn't necessarily mean that the art will bring the numbers.
So is Lil Sims in your top five?
I just told you she is.
No, you took her off.
But I took her off for someone more influential.
So you eventually took her off?
Yes.
Yes. So if you took her off your top five, then why would you think that Central Cee cannot be a top five artist right now?
I didn't say he's not top five right now. I said I agree with you, but I'm saying the notion that you're saying in terms of you saying Nines because you can't sell out the OT or whatever, what did he sell out on his last show?
He sold out his last concert.
Selling out shows is a numbers game. It has nothing to do with the quality of the art that they're making. Nines makes music for the streets. People understand it. Same time, Dave makes music for people to understand and relate to. Central Cee makes good music too, but man can't relate to that, but he has the numbers. So yes, he can be top five, but you can't now discredit the other people's achievements as well.
So what about DB's weather song, that rule was good? What about that do you relate to?
That's just an anthem. That's an anthem.
Now that song's cold.
It's an anthem, bro.
That song's cold.
But anyway.
Do I relate to Central Cee's music?
The firm is from it, bro.
No, I don't.
But you're rapping it though.
I don't relate to Central Cee's music. I don't relate to Dave's music. But I can agree when someone makes amazing music, like songs. So what is it
about? All right, guys, let's leave this topic, shall we? Because we're going to be here forever. We're going to be here forever. Shit, we'll let the comments speak. Before we're going to get cancelled. Me and Paul's
kept
quiet.
Huh?
No, but we were saying top
Thank
five.
You.
Listen. Listen.
We said
top five right now. Currently, right now, Shah Cartier.
Top 25.
Currently, right now, who's popping?
But this is all TikTok.
That's his own opinion.
What else are you hearing?
So Dave cannot be in top five. But
who said? Who the hell said Dave is not top five? Who the hell said Dave is not top five, bro?
Bro, you're telling me, right now, as of today,
the most popping UK rappers in terms of like who's... She's not top five.
What's popping? Yes, she is.
What do you man think top five is?
She's popping, but she's not top five.
Keep wild.
If we're saying right now...
You man acting like I said H or something.
Okay,
like.
So, okay, in your top five, who's your top five again? In this?
Oh, forget my fucking top five, bro.
I don't listen to your songs. That's just a different type of music.
So you call it rapping, but you call Nines rapping?
I'm glad we have that. Wait.
Literally, I mean, Nines, this cheeks, Leo does rap. Oh my god, wait, hold on.
All UK rap is great. Come on, guys.
You don't think Nines is cheeks, yeah?
Yeah,
but you now want to use that on. So you don't think Leo's flow is rapping?
That guy is absolutely bonds.
What?
No, I'm drunk. I kid you not, if there's any person that would ever defend for having quality music, it's Leo.
That guy, he has such
his
good
his flow, his cadence and everything.
No, but that's his worst song. Oh my God.
What's his way? All right.
Wait, guys.
Yo.
Pause. Hey. Hold on. Wait. I just want to say,
We'll get off track.
I just want to say, we love all UK rappers' music. Come on the pod.
No,
moving on to the next thing.
Don't get me wrong. Everything I've said doesn't take away from the achievements that these men have had. Nines has achieved a lot. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't lie.
Pot of paper and everything, they've all achieved a lot. But when we talk about
they're gonna grab the realness, you.
Realness, by the way.
Hey, anyway, moving on. Hey.
Hey guys, I'm joking. Oh
shit. Anyway, you have anything to say about that?
Shh, bro, I already put my shout outs there. Send, if you want to send man a trackie, I've been defending your name.
I'm
saying David or a Bosom already. Bro, I've been banging your tunes for a long time.
What is your favorite Dave tune?
Drama.
Okay. Drama. Which album is that from?
Psychodrama.
Come on.
Look at this.
He tried it.
Nah, man was asking. I didn't know. My favorite Dave song is what was my favorite Dave song? You're violent. No, it's probably Heartbreak. Is it Heartbreak?
Heart Attack. Is that
Heart Attack?
I think
Stratum
is my favorite.
What about you, T? Oh, sorry. Mine's probably Tequila.
Tequila.
That's just a personal favorite song.
It's a OG. Mine is probably Drama, How I Met My Ex, My 19th Birthday. I'm saying.
Nah, mine is it still. Yeah, mine's probably Heart Attack, In the Fire. Mm. I do like In the Fire.
Yeah, that was good.
Leslie.
Okay.
I like Leslie.
I think mine's Leslie number one, because like when my friend introduced me to Leslie that time, I banged that song because I was just like, wow, this wordplay is serious. But Leslie, In the Fire, and which one did I even have? UK rap. She don't listen to UK rap. If it ain't Dave or Sense.
Hey, Dave or Sense.
He knows what he's doing.
I don't listen to UK rap. If it ain't Dave or Sense.
Yo. That 10. Oh, man.
Oh, my days.
Nah, but the artist, they put in serious shift, though. Like, I respect every artist.
No, you don't. You literally said Nines cannot even buy Drake jet fuel.
Please, but that's not this.
You said jet fuel. I didn't say jet fuel.
He didn't say bro, you changed that yourself.
But yeah, anyway, pause, man. Back to, you okay, bro?
No, bro. So that actually pissed me off, bro. So much, man.
I feel like, so you probably got half the UK
pissed. Half of the UK?
Yeah, no, this one is an edit job.
You're so lucky guys don't know your Addy.
This one is an edit job. I can't lie, edit job for real.
You're so lucky guys don't know your Addy.
But I was going to say, so back to content creation, guys.
Yeah, okay.
What are your plans in terms of content? Like, is there anything that you actually want to, like, achieve in the next couple years?
Yeah, who? As well.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Shout out to Paps, super cool guy, I can't lie.
He makes really good content, I can't lie.
Best, obviously, back in the day, I didn't have like an influence, but when I started, the people that I actually did watch were Paps and Cams as well.
Mm. Man, know about Cams.
Them two were the funniest people I always watched.
Funny, bro. I'll show you.
Like, shout out to Paps. But in the future, who I would like to collab with, Drewski. I can't lie, Drewski, Tyson. But that one's, those two are like, because America, in terms of future plans, like film direction, something like that, like something actually serious and streaming, innit?
I seen you started a new series on TikTok about basketball.
I had to start that.
Swear. So you used to hoop, swear. We got some.
What position you used to play?
I play center. Comedy. You know, you guys know what that's like.
Yeah, come on, bro.
I played point guard, bro. I didn't play anywhere else.
But yeah, what basketball sport?
Wait, tell me. I know you're not laughing,
nigga. Bro,
can you dribble a ball?
Don't try that, bro. I can't play basketball. But I cooked you.
You cooked who?
Me and V had a 1v1. By the way, he plays basketball. Ask anybody, and I cooked him.
You cooked me when?
13-0.
Or lost you?
Can you imagine,
bro?
No one even plays up to 13.
No, that's it. We had to. We were playing 11s, yeah. We were playing 11s. What happened is that he was like, yo, allow me to get one point, bro.
And then he said it twice.
I can't lie. You should play Pulse first. Yeah, once you play Pulse,
that's a value.
Pulse is going to be you.
Pulse,
give me the ball.
Okay.
Straight.
You're violent.
I promise you now,
Pulse will smoke you, bro.
You know what the score will be? Me and you.
It's actually really good.
It won't be more than 11-2.
Wait, but
it'll be 11-2 max, me and you. 11-2. God knows. I don't want to say God knows, innit? 11-2.
I'm telling you, wait. What about me and you, though?
You're quitting.
What about me and you, though?
Gee, aye. I'm a humble person, innit? I see that you still play ball to this day.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest of us, man, we retired like 3 years ago, innit? So I'll lose, but I'll be humble.
It'll be close, innit?
Not close. It'll be humble 11-5.
11-5. Let's this shit.
You know what, Fez?
Let's this shit now. Yeah. Let's make it happen.
Humble 11-5.
Man saying, prediction is to 11.
Yeah.
Obviously, I respect your thing, so yeah. I'm going to say, like, I'm going to beat you 11-2.
Respectfully. 11-2. Now, you know what, yeah? I don't take it as an offense anymore because I've seen him play, But me back in the day,
Nah, I hear it. So you're the second best player here, you know, at basketball because this definitely not this nigga.
Which means
definitely not this nigga.
I've never seen him play, you know.
I've actually never seen you shoot a basketball in my life.
Ever?
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
Do you remember that time we went to Chalkwell Park?
And what happened?
Yeah.
Yo, bro, it's okay. No, stick to football. We can all bang ball. We can go 5 or 7.
No way, yeah.
Anymore.
Rugby.
Oh, no, I used to bang ball, but I know you
know. Okay,
fair enough. That's fine. Wait, so I'm done again, sir. We're just arguing.
What?
I'm the most athletic on the pod, right?
You're not the fastest. You're not the strongest.
You can't
jump the highest.
Did you see the race video? Bro,
jump the highest. I saw the race.
I can jump the highest.
I guarantee right now, I'll jump the farthest, he can jump the highest.
The furthest?
Yeah, he used to do
like triple jump.
I did triple jump.
I don't give a toss what you did.
What was your triple jump?
Further than yours.
Crazy.
I don't give a toss what you did, bro.
Niggas know my team.
You know what we can do, yeah?
What?
Live or we can do a whole sports day for the pod. Bro. And I'll wash you in everything that we do. Egg race.
I'll
what do you
want to
do?
Egg race.
Huh? Egg race, bro.
Egg race. Like,
anything you want to do.
I beat you in racing, though.
On that day, I was wearing Crocs. This guy decided, first race we did,
smoked you. You said your ankle
was
hurting. You know what?
Where's the footage?
Let's call this girl to back in.
Where's the footage? To sort this out, because enough chat is needed to be said. 2 years out of the game and I'll still fuck this nigga up, yeah?
Okay.
This is what I'm going to say. Look, we'll do triple jump or whatever you want to do. Actually, you know what? I'll put it in your court. What do you
want
to do?
Whatever you want, bro. I don't care. Say no more. You trying to get involved, my bro?
Nah, I'm going to let you have this one.
Hey, you know, I'm good at certain sports.
You know what? We'll host like an ECP sports day.
Yeah, we can do that. We can run that and do it.
But are you going to get involved?
Don't hurt yourself.
He knows not
to. Me, I'm a Playboy fashion guy, bro.
Yeah.
He knows not to.
Oh, gosh, man.
Did you ever play any sports?
Nah.
Really? Not one?
Nah, to be fair, I did the sack. I'm not sure if you might know, but sack thingy. Like sack.
Come on, bro. The game's gone.
Shit, man.
And even the egg ones.
Wait, man got one more question for Pose, yo.
Yo.
So obviously, you know, we all go uni in Midlands, not going to specify.
Yo.
Yeah, we all go uni in Midlands, not going to specify which uni we go to. Yeah. But like,
I don't know about you, man. Man goes Oxford.
I hear it. I go Hull. I can't lie, I go Hull.
Man's in Oxford, innit?
But man...
You want to talk about you, man, innit?
Swear.
Talk about yourself.
Fairs, you're right.
Trying to bring me down with you.
But man, so, man saw a tweet that said... You can't find love in Midlands, like.
Mm.
What are people's thoughts on that?
Bro.
On that statement? Obviously, me, I don't go uni in Midlands, so.
Yeah.
Obviously, what do you, man, think about the statement, like?
From what I've seen in it, from my boys' experiences,
yeah.
I feel like it is hard to find love in the Midlands because people look for love in the wrong places.
I swear. Like, where?
I'm looking for love. No, you need to think to yourself, where would I want to find my wife?
Mm.
Like, guys are looking for love out of, you know, like,
Rock City and that.
Rock City, nah.
That's what I've heard.
But where's Rock City?
I don't know.
I don't know. Some random uni in Midlands.
One of my boys mentioned it once. So you need to put yourself in environments where you want to find like your wife. So like, go to the library.
Yeah,
when you're in the library,
Well, guys are laughing, isn't it?
I thought you were going to say church or something.
Yeah, no, listen, but even if I said church, yeah, like if I said cool, I don't even, like, you see with the FOP thing, yeah, when guys are saying cool, you know, talk to a girl, I'm thinking in my head, is it that bad? Because it's better than talking to someone after the club, isn't it? If you say it in a respectful manner, like,
to be fair,
in
yeah.
the library, like, cool, you have the club, then you have the library, coffee shop, man, say, coffee just. Shop. Just on the street, like
people
lack
old school with it.
People lack real life interactions nowadays. Mm, I'm saying, yeah. like, if it's not off social media, people say, should I chat to her? Nah. But the time you do want to chat to her is after the club because you're already burst or like, you're drunk in it. But like when you're on your right mind, you're like, so I'm looking for my girl in my lecture. Actually, nah. nah, no, my course is. I don't know. But I don't know, innit? But therefore not the club. For
therefore
sure.
not therefore the club. Not, man, here's a still.
What about you? Where would you man find your wife?
Where do I look for love?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to give the real answer or not. If I'm giving the real answer, probably IG. Let's just keep it real. Mm. Let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it real.
That's your boy, by the way.
Do you know what? Actually, cut that out of the pod.
Nah.
Hey, don't cut.
Re-ask me the question again.
Nah, bro. You
where do I look for love? Probably church.
I'm not kind of. I'm not kind of
places.
I'm not kind of.
Where do you look for love?
I don't know. I'm not really looking for love right now.
Swear. No. What about you?
What kind of dumbass question is that,
my
bro?
Nigga, how I turned my head towards him?
Oh,
so.
Man.
Oh my
God! Like, stood like this. I don't know why you answered that. I was speaking.
No, wait, did he actually look at him?
I was waiting for him to answer.
Bro. Where would you look for love,
bro? Honestly.
We're not looking for love right now.
Yeah, that's actually like
that's the real answer. We're not looking for love right now. Looking for money.
Self-focus, like
type shit. And stuff. But if my wife is out there, wait me though. I'll be there. Why are you coughing?
He's clear.
I just can't. No,
yeah, say nothing.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
but shit, it is 10:30. We've gone, you know, had up and down, up and down. Guys, please, we love all UK rappers. No one comes to kill us.
We actually do for real.
No, not him. Guys. If you want to catch him, go catch him.
Well, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for streaming. And thank you
for our guest pose.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having me. So,
where can we find you? Where can we find you?
Yeah, shout yourself out, man.
Pose247 on TikTok. Pose247 on YouTube. P.
He doesn't know.
Wait, P0LESSS on
Instagram. We'll put it up there anyway. We'll put it up there anyway. So, thank you for our guest.
One question, though. Where do you get your name from?
Oh, Pose. That's for my real name. So it's like,
it's
rolls off the tongue. About
what's your real name?
You don't on camera.
On the camera. Hey, chill, man.
Bro. No, but he knows David something.
That's different. That's on the internet.
Yeah.
My real name's on the internet.
We'll see you soon.
Anyway, thank you to our guests.
Guys. Make sure you keep liking, comment, subscribing.
We'll be back on the next one.
Peace.
Peace.
Thank you.